The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that digs through history one day at a time. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're talking about one of the most famous cases of body snatching in recent memory. The time when desperate criminals stole the mortal remains of a silent film star and then demanded his widow pay a fortune to get them back. The day was March 1st, 1978. Shortly before midnight, two men dug up the grave of silent film legend Charlie Chaplin and stole his body. The criminals then contacted the actor's widow, Una O'Neill Chaplin, and demanded the equivalent of $600,000 for the return of her husband's corpse. Imagine their shock when Una flat out refused to pay. After all, as she told them, quote, Charlie would have thought it rather ridiculous if she did. Sir Charles Chaplin was a British comedic actor and filmmaker who rose to fame during Hollywood's silent film era. In most of his best-known films, including The Gold Rush, City Lights, and Modern Times, Chaplin played a character known simply as the Tramp. He was a bumbling but kind-hearted vagrant who often behaved more like a gentleman than those of higher social standing. Near the end of his career, in the early 1950s, Chaplin and his family relocated to Switzerland after the FBI began investigating him on suspicion of being a communist. Chaplin had heard the news while attending the premiere of his latest film in London. The US government said the actor would have to submit to an interview about his political beliefs and moral behavior in order to gain re-entry to the country. It was at that point that Chaplin decided to part ways with the USA. He later said of the decision, quote, whether I re-entered that unhappy country or not was of little consequence to me. I would like to have told them that the sooner I was rid of that hate-beleaguered atmosphere, the better, that I was fed up with America's insults and moral pomposity. Chaplin continued to work in Europe until a series of strokes in the late 1960s put an end to his future film plans. The actor's health steadily declined for the next decade, and on Christmas Day in 1977, Charlie Chaplin passed away at the age of 88. He was buried 2 days later in a cemetery in the Swiss village of Corsier-sur-Vervais on the hills overlooking Lake Geneva. About 2 months later, just before midnight on March 1, 1978, Chaplin's body went missing. Una Chaplin heard the news the following day when the local police called to tell her that her husband's grave had been robbed. She and her 8 children were disturbed and confused, feelings that were shared by pretty much everyone in the village. Some suggested that Chaplin's fans may have stolen his remains as gruesome keepsakes, while others thought it was the work of anti-Semites who perhaps objected to the Jewish actor being laid to rest in a Christian burial ground. The truth, however, came to light later that day when Una received an anonymous phone call demanding money for the return of her husband's body. But Una wasn't having it. She essentially told the thieves they could keep the body because, as she put it, quote, "My husband is in heaven and in my heart." She told the police about the call, and they began monitoring her phone. It's a good thing, too, because the calls continued, not just to Una, but to the family lawyer as well. Over the next 2 months, they received a total of 27 phone calls demanding money. Although Una kept refusing to pay, the criminals seemed desperate enough to negotiate. After all, they had already gone to the trouble of digging up a corpse. What else were they going to do with it? However, when Una refused even a small ransom, the thieves changed tactics and began threatening violence against Chaplin's 2 youngest children. Things were getting serious, and the police knew it was time to make their move. What the criminals didn't realize was that Una truly had no intention of ever paying the ransom. She was just buying the police time to close in on the culprits. By early May, they had traced the calls to a series of public payphones in the region, but they still didn't know which phone the thieves would use on any given day. Left with no other options, the police decided to monitor every phone kiosk in the area, all 200 of them. They had Una arrange a certain time for the criminals to call on May 16th, at which point police would be waiting at each phone in the area to see who turned up to use it. The unlucky caller turned out to be Roman Wardos, a 24-year-old Polish refugee and car mechanic who was arrested in a phone booth that afternoon. His accomplice was arrested later that day and revealed to be Goncho Genev, a fellow mechanic and refugee, this time from Bulgaria. The next day, the two men led police to Chaplin's body, which they had buried in a plowed cornfield only about a mile from the actor's home in Corsier. They claimed they had never actually intended to steal the body. The original plan was to remove the coffin, dig the grave deeper, and then put the coffin back, but hidden beneath a layer of dirt. This would have made it seem like the body had been stolen, but then, once the ransom had been paid, they would have revealed that it was actually still there the whole time. However, that plan went awry when it started raining the night that they were digging up Chaplin. The dirt got too heavy to keep going. At that point, the criminals were forced to improvise, and what they came up with was loading the coffin in their truck and then reburying it in a nearby field once the soil had dried. As for why the pair decided to desecrate the grave of a revered actor, they were actually inspired by a similar crime they had read about in an Italian newspaper. As political refugees, they were desperate for money, and things got so bad that grave robbing somehow seemed like their only option. Later that year, Wardos and Genev were convicted of grave robbing and attempted extortion. Genev was given an 18-month suspended sentence, as he had only helped transport and rebury the body. Wardos, on the other hand, had come up with the whole scheme and had been the threatening voice on the other end of Una Chaplin's phone line. In light of this, he was sentenced to 4.5 years of hard labor. It's worth noting, though, that after the pair was convicted, they sent Una letters apologizing for their crime, and according to her son, Eugene, she did forgive them. Eventually. As for Charlie himself, his body was reburied in his original plot, But this time, his family poured a layer of concrete over the grave to discourage any future robbers. It seems to have worked, too. No one has disturbed Charlie Chaplin's grave in nearly 40 years. At least, as far as we know. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully, you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you have a second and you're so inclined, consider following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. You can also rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, or you can write to us directly at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.